to you by Operation Lifesaver.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The G7 summit begins tomorrow. President Biden arriving in Italy to meet with world leaders. He's expected to announce a new bilateral agreement with Ukraine's president and a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using profits from seized Russian assets. South of Florida, all eyes on a Russian detachment of ships docked near Havana, Cuba, including one armed with missiles. The warships preparing for military exercises. White House Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh calling it routine.
What Russia is doing in these exercises, they don't pose a threat to the United States, but of course we're going to continue to monitor.
The Federal Reserve keeping interest rates unchanged, saying it's waiting for inflation to cool further. The board also says it will lower interest rates likely once this year instead of three times. NBA legendary player and general manager Jerry West has died. He was the inspiration for the iconic silhouette for the NBA's logo. The league is planning tributes at tonight's games. He was 86. This is ABC News. A 12-week-old puppy is safe in Parker, Colorado, that after an intense rescue effort.
12-month-old Archie fell through an air conditioning vent in the floor of a bedroom and ended up for hours stuck in the building's ductwork. The rescue recorded by South Metro Fire.
We are going to cut another 18-inch by 18-inch hole.
Yeah, using video cameras inside of the air ducts and with the help of a plumbing company, he was found three stories down and was cut free.
Come on, buddy.
It took additional firefighters, sheriff's deputies, and the plumbing service to get Archie out. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The owner of the one-year pup says despite the fall, he did not get hurt. He's just tired and needs a bath. Maury Markoff, believed to be the oldest man in the U.S., has died. His brain has been donated for research on what is known as super aging. A super ager is someone over 80 whose brain seems decades younger. Markoff died in L.A. He was 110 years old. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some could be severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and an isolated tornado. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s overnight. Sunshine and low 80s tomorrow with a slight storm chance. Mostly sunny as we look into Friday. Highs near 80. More rain possible this weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 66.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers says any audit of Milwaukee Public Schools would appropriately look at the district's historically poor academic performance.
The only way we can kind of zero in on the solutions is to bring in a group of people that will have experience in auditing that part of the system.
Evers wants outside firms to conduct the audit. Republican State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue's calling for the work to be done by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. An updated plan to address financial issues in MPS shows an understaffed and overwhelmed office. There are over a dozen vacancies in the district's financial office. Campaigning for the president's re-election, First Lady Jill Biden back in Wisconsin on Thursday. She'll meet with a group of seniors in Green Bay. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fleet Farm is the place for the best Father's Day deals around. This week, save $60 on a Milwaukee M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. Now just $169. Get a 28-inch Blackstone griddle with cover and accessories on sale for $249.99. And bring the kids June 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to decorate a free grilling apron just for Dad. Treat your special guy to everyday favorites and more this Father's Day at Fleet Farm.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durant. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance at downtown Durant. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durant. The Mondovi City Council is looking at replacing the snow fence on the retaining wall on North Eau Claire Street. During last night's council meeting, members discussed possible fence types, from a wooden rail fence to a metal type of rail fence. Mayor Weiss directed staff to explore three possible options for the next council meeting to discuss, as he would like to have the new fence installed by the end of July. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident in Trenton Township Tuesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 53-year-old Michael Sandgar of Bay City was southbound on Highway 35 when he struck a deer. Sandgar was taken to Mayo Hospital in Red Wing. A Western Wisconsin firefighter is receiving some online attention after going into a well to rescue a dog. The incident happened in Menominee on Monday. The Menominee Fire Department shared some pictures of the firefighter who rescued Rip the dog. Rip had fallen into a 30-foot deep dry well and couldn't get out. A few trucks and some ropes later, firefighters were able to get Rip out and send him back to his family. A cookie dough recall is affecting Minnesota as well as Wisconsin. The FDA says more than 29,000 cases of the dessert treat were sold to Costco and Panera. The dough, sold by Rise Baking Company and South Coast Baking, came under several different labels. They include Costco's Chocolate Chunk Frozen Cookie Dough, Panera Chocolate Chipper Cookie Dough Pucks, and Rise Baking Jumbo Chocolate Chunk Dough Pucks. Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended one of the lawyers charged as part of the Trump electors case. The court's new liberal majority yesterday suspended attorney Jim Troupas from Wisconsin's Judicial Conduct Advisory Committee. Troupas was first appointed to the committee in 2020. He's due to serve a second term until 2026. Wisconsin's Attorney General charged Troopis last week with fraud for offering legal advice to the Republicans who signed on as alternate Trump electors after the 2020 election. The court did not comment on Troop's suspension. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a public hearing on the year-long liquor licenses for area establishments, discussion and possible action on those liquor license renewal requests, and a zoning request from David Ryland to rezone the property at 627th Avenue West from general business to multifamily residential. There'll also be reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. It will be live streamed on the WRDN website at the video streaming page. The manhunt continues for a Madison attempted homicide suspect who police thought was in Eau Claire. Police in Eau Claire tried to pull 37-year-old Jerome Jacobs over yesterday, but officers said he sped away, crashed the car, then ran. Jacobs is wanted in connection to a drive-by shooting in Madison Sunday that sent two people to the hospital. He's also wanted on a warrant from the State Department of Corrections. Both police in Eau Claire and Madison say Jacobs is no longer in Eau Claire, but they're asking the public's help in finding him. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in El Paso Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 52-year-old Sean Hall of Ellsworth was traveling eastbound on Highway G when he lost control and struck a guardrail. Hall was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. Eau Claire City Council has signed off on the plan to renovate the Regency Hotel. The council last night approved a zoning change for the Regency. It had been zoned for apartments. Now it will be rezoned as a motel. The Regency's new owners say they have a plan to renovate the motel and make it the kind of place people actually want to stay. The Regency, of course, has had a long and troubled history, including a couple of attempts to simply tear it down. The Mayo Clinic has reopened a mental health treatment facility in Rochester. The John E. Herman Home and Treatment Facility had been closed in 2020 at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The residential mental health home is licensed to serve up to 16 patients, but currently only has space for 8 adults. The voluntary care provided at the home is designed to help adults return to the community and live independently. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Dunn County Sheriff's Department continues to work leads to find the owners of some wandering peacocks in the county. The Dunn County Sheriff took to Facebook earlier this week asking about the peacocks that were spotted wandering near Boyceville and even in Glenwood City. The two birds were last spotted on someone's back porch. The sheriff says they're looking for the birds' owners and are asking anyone who knows anything to please reach out. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
Wallace realizes dream in the heartland. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Before every NASCAR race,
thank you all the veterans and those that are serving today.
We stop. We listen. We look to the skies. The awe-inspiring roar and thunder. To all those near and far, home and abroad, we thank you and we salute you with a little noise of our own. NASCAR salutes, together with Coca-Cola at Iowa, Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Short track ace Rusty Wallace helped design an oval facility in Newton, Iowa, nearly 20 years ago. The collective dream for Iowa Speedway was to host a NASCAR Cup Series race. Recently, the track nearly closed, but the 7/8-mile gem was resuscitated through local support, and the Hall of Famer's vision is finally coming true.
With that progressive banking, we were able to carry turn two, more banking longer off of turn two down the straightaway and make a smooth entry into turn one, and it created one racy track. I have not talked to one driver that hadn't told me, I love racing at that place. God, I wish we had a cup race. Every single one of them, and now we all get our dream.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Whether it's your phone, computer, or television, too much screen time can have a serious impact on your eyes, causing eye strain, nearsightedness, fatigue, and even headaches. Now, protecting your eyes is easier than ever with new Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, new Nordics Blueberry Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision as well as relieve and minimize eye fatigue and damage caused by digital devices. Search Blueberry Eye Supplements on Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Brewers put on their rally caps. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers went into the seventh inning of their rubber game against the Blue Jays today, 0 for their last 24 with runners in scoring position. They needed to manufacture a run, so they did.
Runner goes. It's inside. Throw down to second base. They're going to try and steal a run, and they will. The ball gets away, and Terang ends up at third.
Wow. Maybe that broke the seal because then they put up a crooked number.
That one hit to center. Back and way gone off the scoreboard for Willie.
In all, Milwaukee plates five runs in the seventh to take a 5-1 lead over Toronto, play-by-play courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. The Packers wrapped up their final offseason practice of the year today at Reinitschke Field. Josh Jacobs joins the list of players listed as excused because he's been here ever since signing his free agent deal. Jacobs joins Xavier McKinney, Jair Alexander, and Keyshawn Nixon as players who were told that their work is done here for now. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Champions are crowned in softball and lacrosse, including a record win streak coming to an end. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
It was a busy weekend of state tournaments, including the first ever WIAA Boys and Girls Lacrosse Championships. After taking down undefeated and top-ranked Wanakian sectional play, the Middleton Boys Lacrosse Squad kept things going on Saturday, scoring twice in the final 2 minutes to secure a 7-6 win over Nina. The Girls Championship game was a close one as well, with the Kettemarain Badger Co-op hanging on for an exciting 17-15 victory against University School. One of the big stories heading into the 48th WIAA Softball State Tournament was the Carcona Galloping Ghosts and their lengthy winning streak. However, that came to an end in the D1 State Semifinals when Milton took down Carcona 5-3, ending a 108-game winning streak. Milton didn't quite have enough left in the tank in the final, however, as Kenosha Bradford scored its first title with a 9-3 victory. It was a first in Division II as well, where Waupun took down Mosinee 7-3 for the championship. The string of firsts continued in the next two divisions as well, as Prescott captured the D3 crown by defeating Laconia, and Fall Creek shut out Cuba City for the Division IV title. In a rematch of last season's Division V state title game, Pacelli rallied for 3 runs in the fifth and scored a second consecutive championship 4-3 over Oakfield. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The latest edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News contained a story by Richard P. Smith sharing an interesting tale about a black bear from Wisconsin that traveled nearly 200 miles before a hunter took it in northern Michigan last fall. I'll share more details when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Jerry Masiak was surprised on October 11th, 2023, when he discovered the black bear he took with a bow and arrow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan's Marquette County was from Wisconsin. A small circular tag on the back of the bear's ear contained wording that included a phone number for the Wisconsin DNR. When Masiak called the number, he found out that the male bear had been tagged as a yearling in January of 2021 in the northwest corner of Marathon County, not far from Wausau. The 190-pound Bruin had traveled 180 miles from where it was tagged. This example is not the first bear that was born in Wisconsin and taken in the Upper Peninsula. UP bears sometimes end up in Wisconsin too. Research has shown that some northern Michigan bears actually travel back and forth from Canada. Black bears are excellent swimmers, so moving from an island to the mainland and back is not a problem. So the next black bear you see in northern Wisconsin could be from Michigan or even further away. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-885-3100. That's 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some could be severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and an isolated tornado. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s overnight. Sunshine and low 80s tomorrow with a slight storm chance. Mostly sunny as we look into Friday. Highs near 80. More rain possible this weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 66.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. It was a data dump Wednesday in all aspects, grain and livestock, all looking at the WASDE numbers along with CPI. And of course, the Fed talks that took place at 1 o'clock with their news conference underway at 1:30. So lots of information we get to unpack, and I can't think of a better person to do it with than Arlen Suderman. Arlen joins us with StoneX. So let's talk about this WASDE report. What's been your takeaway so far?
Well, it was a relatively quiet report, as we expected, with a few key exceptions. Coming into the report, we didn't expect any real changes to the supply side of the balance sheet for corn and soybeans in the United States. USDA doesn't like to do that before the August report unless weather is really leaning one way or the other pretty heavily, and we weren't disappointed on that. We expected an increase in the wheat production estimate, and we got that, although it was a little bit less than what was anticipated. That was friendly. We did see USDA cut Russia's wheat crop by 5 million metric tons down to 83 million metric tons. That was a pretty significant move. Now, the private estimates from that region are lower than where USDA is at, but we wouldn't expect USDA to be that aggressive this quickly based on their pattern. And it was because of that, I think, that USDA increased this year's wheat export forecast by 25 million bushels. But we're going to have to see those exports pick up in order to hit that target, and hopefully we will see that happen. But we'll also cut Ukraine by, what was it, about 1.5 million metric tons, from 21 down to 19.5 million metric tons. So that Ukraine number, I think, is pretty good, and that's pretty much where we're at. The Russia number right now, most private estimates are 80 to 81 million metric tons, with a few now starting to drop below 80 to the 78, 79 range. A lot of it depends on the weather here as the crop finishes maturity. And the other thing that did surprise me is I was anticipating that we would see a notable cut in Argentine corn production. USDA is at 53 million metric tons. Private estimates in Argentina are in the mid-40s, and we didn't see USDA move at all there. And about a third of the crop is harvested, so we're starting to get a feel for the size of the crop. So that really surprised me. No change to Argentina soybean production estimate, no surprise there. We did expect them to cut Brazil's corn and soybean production estimates. They left the corn unchanged and lowered the soybean estimate just 1 million metric tons. So overall, a few surprises on some key numbers, but everything else was pretty much unchanged. I guess one other thing that kind of surprised me a bit is an old crop soybeans. USDA cut its crush target by 10 million bushels. That was a little bit of surprise because we're currently exceeding the pace that we need to be on to hit USDA's old estimate by about 18 million bushels when you compare it against the seasonality of crush. And so while we're exceeding it, USDA still cut that target. So now we're exceeding it by 24 million bushels. So we'll get NOPA crush numbers coming out on the 15th, or actually on the 14th, since 15th Saturday. So that's coming up on Friday. But we'll see what those numbers are. I think they'll bounce back after the big drop that we saw in the month of April.
Did you see, as you look over all that data and information, when they talked about the pricing, I know there was a little bit of change. Some were left the same when it came to farm price, but any surprise for you there?
I know we did see USDA make some tweaks in prices, and you're right. They did make a significant change in their wheat price, dropping, what was it? They dropped the new crop price by 50 cents to $6.50 a bushel, and from $7 what it was previously. I was really surprised by that big drop. I think that speaks volumes, in doing so at a time when Russia is losing production and the market tends to trade, the U.S. market tends to trade Black Sea fundamentals more than it does U.S. supply and demand fundamentals. So I was really surprised by that.
Well, I know that Russia continues to be, and the Black Sea region continue to pop up in this marketplace from a wheat perspective. But do we see from the negative issues that they're dealing with to the positive issues that we've got here as harvest is continuing with some decent numbers coming in?
Yeah, it really is. The harvest is up into well into southern Kansas now and rapidly gaining momentum. And as heat moving in is only going to help that speed up as it dries things down. And so far, we're hearing better than expected yields through Texas, Oklahoma, and then southern Kansas. And I anticipate that's going to continue. We did see the dry weather hurt yield some from central Kansas, particularly into southwest Kansas and into the Panhandle area in eastern Colorado. But as we said, better than what was anticipated. And we saw USDA reflect that with the higher production numbers today, higher yields overall.
So as we saw the markets react to the WASD information of today, will we see that continue into the overnight trade and possibly filter into the day trade of tomorrow?
Yeah, I think what we're facing now is a weather market. Yeah, we're going to be looking ahead to the June 28th stocks and acreage report, yes. But high pressure is expected to set up in the eastern Midwest. Does that shift to the southwest? Does it start to dry things out here? Does it create threats for the Midwest corn crop? That's what the market's going to be trading.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more to come as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about these other data, including the Fed discussion and where we're sitting when it comes to the economy and how that's all going to weigh in. Also, I saved a note from Arlen's email that he sends out to folks yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about what this law change in Brazil is and how is that going to have an effect, or could it have an effect on corn exports for both corn and soybeans here in the U.S. as we look at the year ahead. We've got a lot more to unpack. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue with Arlen Suderman, of course, Arlen is with StoneX. So a lot of other information came out as well today. And you know, you talked a little bit CPI, but you and I always have a great conversation when it comes to the Feds. And they were having their conversation here at 1:30 today.
Yeah, absolutely. And they released their statement, no interest rate cuts as anticipated. The dot plot graphic was the real key. And the Fed, what the Fed members do at these every other meeting is they all put a dot down where they think on this chart, where they think interest rates are going to be at the end of the current year, at the end of the next year, at the end of the year after that, talking about the short-term overnight rate that they set. Just what they think going forward to give a picture, a visual picture of the thinking of the members of the Federal Reserve. And so there was a lot of interest in that. And there was hope that after this morning's more favorable CPI numbers, which looked more favorable on the surface, you dig down into them, not so much. And it was surprising to the market, not surprising to us, because we've said all along, we don't expect a rate cut this year. And that has held true so far. But what that dot plot graphic showed was one rate cut this year, probably in December, and maybe four rate cuts next year. So they're just kind of pushing it back. And I think that that's what they're going to continue to do. There's nothing pushing them to make a rate cut imminent. I know everyone who pays interest would like to see a lower rate. Those who are earning interest would like to see the higher rates continue. But the bottom line is there's enough stimulus still in the economy that if they cut rates now, it would stimulate more inflation. And so with the economy, even though we have pieces of the economy that are in recession, the overall economy is not in any showing any signs that it's forcing the Fed to cut rates. So they want to give it as much time as possible, let them withdraw as much stimulus as possible, and let it work as well as possible, and try to continue to make a way toward that 2% mandate. We've been over 3% for over 3 years. So you really have to wonder how committed are they to the 2%, but that's what they still say they're committed to.
Yesterday in your midday newsletter that you sent out to folks, you talked about another law change in Brazil and how it could have an impact, and a significant one at that, on corn and bean exports coming into the years ahead. Let's talk about this law and how you see that as a big factor.
Well, things are fast changing on that. We spent a lot of time on in recent days and even over the last 24 hours. Basically, what it comes down to is Congress had passed some tax cuts in Brazil. And those tax cuts, I think, amounted to like $5.8 billion equivalent or something like that. And so the administration saying, how are we going to pay our bills? We got to match that revenue. And so they found a way that they could raise revenue by what they call closing a loophole in the corporate tax bill. And there's two different tax rates there, and the corporations apparently can choose which one. And the difference between the two, then they get the money back as a refund, or they can apply it to their corporate taxes. And so they just close it, said, nope, no more. You don't get the refund back. You can't apply it to your corporate taxes. So it's essentially a $5.6 billion tax hike against corporations. Well, agricultural corporations are a big part of Brazil's economy. And so that immediately raises their expenses. So whether you're an exporter, a crusher, a biofuel producer, whatever you are, this affected you. Exporters still have the benefit of a cheap currency, which got a lot cheaper today, in fact, that they could still compete. But otherwise, the thinking was that it would shrink crush margins, it would shrink margins for biofuel producers, and shift some of that business to Argentina, United States. But the corporate protest was so great, and I should note that that change was an executive order, not passed by Congress. Executive order goes into effect right away, but it has to be ratified by Congress within 120 days to continue in effect. And the political fire that came back was so great that the Senate leader said, he sent it back to administration, says, no go, it ain't going to happen. And so the administration now is trying to figure out how else they can raise revenue to pay their bills. Their currency has dropped sharply as a result of fear they may not be able to pay their bills. And that's one of the things, as we've been talking to our people in Brazil, farmers there are monitoring. And if they get a little bit more drop in currency or combined with strength and basis, then we expect to see a big dumping of soybeans onto the market in order to meet some of those export obligations they have to China.
All right. Great conversation, Arlen. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
StoneX.com or over on X, formerly Twitter, ArlenFF101.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere. 10 days ago, Iowa made the news as the site of the largest avian influenza outbreak in poultry since 2023. Last week, there was more bad news as that state became the 10th to identify HPAI in a dairy herd. I'll have the details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Find out how to beat the ag job hunt in our latest.
One of the things that we see in our industries is often jobs get filled via word of mouth. And if you're somebody who's new and thinking, man, I want to get into the ag industry, how do I get in? That one of the other reasons that this platform exists, because then it makes those jobs easier to find.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The discovery of H5N1 bird flu in a dairy herd in O'Brien County, Iowa, marks the first such case in the Hawkeye State, and it makes Iowa the 10th state now in the nation to discover highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy herd. It's also the first report of a dairy herd infection since the end of April, a reminder that this virus will likely be an issue all summer. Iowa's Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig quickly reminded both dairy and poultry producers to bolster their biosecurity defenses in response to the outbreak and to minimize contact between workers and animals. While human cases of HPAI are exceptionally rare, 3 people have contracted mild cases from exposure to dairy cattle. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, which since 2022 has led to the culling of nearly 100 million chickens, turkeys, and ducks, has been spreading in dairy herds nationwide since at least mid-March, and the USDA recently revealed an updated strategy to fight the virus. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, talking with reporters during a teleconference last Monday, said the agency is confident they have a good understanding of the virus and how it's being transferred. So the focus now turns to, as he put it, cornering the virus and letting it dissipate through infected herds. The strategy is to isolate infected herds through testing and quarantine, with dairy farmers now required to test any lactating animals that are moving across state lines. Since the virus isn't fatal in cattle like it is in domesticated poultry, culling of the herd isn't necessary. Rather, the goal is to stop infected cattle from interacting with non-infected cattle, thereby allowing the virus to not have any new hosts. Nationwide, there are still questions about the spread of the virus in dairy herds. Secretary Vilsack addressed those concerns as well, saying that information is still coming in from the voluntary milk testing program, which he says will provide more clarity about the spread in the field as thousands of tests have now been completed. I'll have more when we come back.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Thursday, July 11th, it's Grammy nominee and CMA Award winner Lee Bryce on the Riding Cougars main stage. Tickets are selling fast at NWSFA.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
With Iowa now the 10th state to report an HPAI infection in a dairy herd, it's worth remembering the symptoms in cattle. Lethargy, lack of appetite, fever, and most importantly, expect to see a very large decline in milk production with an HPAI infection. If you notice any of these symptoms in your herds, contact your veterinarian for a test. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that in 1890, the nation's first dairy school was created at UW-Madison? That year, Stephen Babcock created the milk fat test that allowed dairymen to determine which cows produced the richest milk, the best for cheesemaking. That test is still used today, and UW-Madison remains the country's top dairy science department. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Security Financial Bank, serving Wisconsin's dairy industry for over 80 years. Visit sfbank.com for more information. Security Financial Bank, member FDIC.
At SFB Security Financial Bank, our agricultural relationship managers don't just know about banking. They possess hands-on experience in the agriculture industry. With long-term expertise and first-hand knowledge of the industry, our staff has your agricultural banking needs covered. Contact us today to learn how we can help. Security Financial Bank, Black River Falls, Bloomer, Durand, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, and River Falls. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some could be severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and an isolated tornado. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s overnight. Sunshine and low 80s tomorrow with a slight storm chance. Mostly sunny as we look into Friday. Highs near 80. More rain possible this weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 69 degrees right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Inside.
Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah. Dirty dancing, blue collar romancing. I can get cleaned up if you ask me, but I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right them tonight.
Said she married young, and her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had a mile all she can bear, a suitcase of hope and a hard rain. She's gonna find it all somewhere on the road. In his favorite cassette, he ain't going to no college. The world is waiting up ahead on the road. Shut his life down. So he takes out that old airstream. They don't know where they're bound. 65 years and still searching for something that they never found. On the road where the night is black. On the road. We'll be right back.
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hey girl, hey, where you going? Come back and sit back down. You look too good to be heading home so early now. You say you gotta work tomorrow, got a lot on your mind. Let me buy another round, girl. I think you and I should just drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. But for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. We can talk rocket science, Jesus or politics. Hey, your boyfriend cheated on you, man, I'd like to bust his lip. I could use another whiskey and your Cosmo's getting low. While we're trying to figure out the next place we should go, we can drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. But for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. This place is closing down, but I don't wanna quit. Got a good thing going, girl, let's find out what it is and drink on it. Your place and mine, girl, we can drink on it. Dust off a bottle and drink on it. Feels like we're doing something right. Let's find a corner of the night where you and I can just drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. But for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. Might make a memory that we won't forget.
Tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at a quarter past nine. And somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. Then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head.
Saturday and Sunday.